love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4H.org.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024 edition. You're Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us, as usual, in this time slot, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
I want to divert your attention for a quick question just to get you off the cuff remarks, your overall response to Joe Biden pardoning Hunter Biden, his son, when something he said he would not do. He was asked many times about it. No, I'm not going to do it. He ended up doing it. Your libertarian, constitutional-based brain, what is your thoughts? What did you gutturally feel when you heard the news that Joe had pardoned Hunter Biden? What was your reaction to it?
I laughed. I audibly, physically laughed out loud.
Why did you laugh?
Well, because did anybody think that he wasn't going to? Truly? I mean, listen, politicians will politic. They're going to tell you exactly what we want to hear, when we want to hear it, and how we want to hear it. And most of these people eat this stuff up without having any critical thinking skills around this at all. Right. So I'm reading an article that just said that, you know, Joe Biden says that his son was singled out. Yeah, because he's a criminal. That's right. Usually what happens to criminals, regardless if you're the president's son or not. That we're a country of laws. Right. So this just tells me that the head of state for the United States fundamentally just doesn't believe in the rule of law. And I am not surprised one bit. And it just goes to the entire question of authenticity of these people that we're electing to the highest office, or to any office for that matter.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I just covered a story from MERS, a bunch of political pundits, and they said that this is a gift to Donald Trump because it further justifies the two-tiered legal system. There's one for Democrats and there's one for Republicans.
Absolutely. This is the truth. And this is partly what Trump has been talking about for so long. But this is why lawfare is a thing, right? You see what they've been doing to Donald Trump. And now, miraculously, most of those cases are just being dropped, right? So it just, again, it goes to the entire authenticity of these people that are running. And I heard something interesting the other day. I was watching a Joe Rogan podcast with Josh Brolin on the other day. And he said that he was very interested in Vivek Ramaswamy running for president. And part of what got his attention about that was that Vivek promised that he would deliver all public engagements and speeches without the use of a teleprompter. And I got thinking about that for a moment. I said, you know, that's actually kind of an impressive thing to state that you're going to do.
Sure.
Because again, like I'm saying, it goes to the authenticity. If you stand up there and are reading a script, this is what we're going to get. We're going to get somebody that says, I'm not going to pardon my son. I'm not going to pardon my son for the better part of 4 years.
Yeah.
And then at the midnight hour, he pardons his son. Why is anybody surprised by this?
Well, I believe, because I've read Donald Trump's book many times, The Art of the Deal. And I think when he went to the White House, what was it, a week before Thanksgiving, and had that sit down with Biden, I think Donald Trump planted the seed and promoted and kind of coerced Biden into pardoning Hunter. Because you're a father, I'm a father, we have grandkids, you know, we got to protect our own. This justice system is out of control, and what they did to me was wrong, what they did to your son is wrong. We're being targeted just because we're political figures, political families. You have to pardon him because I can't. And
yeah,
I think
that's a great thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold that. Think about that during the commercials. We'll get your reaction to it. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying on through the break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. The reason I think Donald Trump did that, pardoning Hunter Biden by Joe Biden, I think the reason Trump may have pushed or advocated for Joe to do it. Joe, I can't do it. When I become president, I can't. So if you don't do it, your son's going to federal penitentiary. This is not a state lockup. He's going to federal, number one. Number two, I think it will totally justify Donald Trump pardoning and getting all of the J6ers released on January 20th. I've heard that story that he's preparing to do it. He's literally going to send his people to those jails in Washington, D.C., in the city lockups where they're at, and he's going to escort them out of the jails and take them home and put them on planes and send them back home. He's going to fully pardon everybody from January 6th. And I think this is a reason why he convinced Joe Biden to do it. What's your thoughts?
You know, that's interesting. I love that train of thought there. It's a great thought process to go through. What's interesting about that is not only would he be convincing Joe Biden, but whoever else is around Joe Biden that is running that show, if you will, right? who is running the United States right now? I mean, obviously, it's not Joe Biden on his own.
Sure.
So if this is true, I think it's a brilliant move for exactly the reasons that you just stated. And I think that having that in your back pocket, the Hunter Biden pardon, really opens up the arena, if you will, for Trump moving forward with J6ers, or whether it's, Fauci and COVID related stuff, governors like Gretchen Whitmer and Cuomo that put the elderly in nursing homes. Those things need to be looked at. I think it really does start to open up his playbook a little bit more there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm always interested to hear your perspective, and I think that we're pretty much in agreement. It's a good thing, and I think, politically speaking, I think it's definitely going to give some capital to Donald Trump going forward. So, speaking of lawfare, what's going on with the health department?
So we're sitting, I am hoping any time now to get a notification of when we will be in Lansing for oral arguments at the Court of Appeals. I'm still hopeful that it will be by the end of this year. It should have been scheduled for here in December. So yeah, if I don't hear anything by the end of this week, it probably won't get put on December's schedule. But that is where we're at. We're waiting for oral arguments in front of a three-judge panel at the Court of Appeals.
Excellent. Now, one thing I find kind of interesting, because I've been monitoring very closely the election, of course, November 5th. The Republicans took back the majority. They gained four seats, 58-52. Now the lame duck is required to get all the Democrats there in the House and the Senate. Well, one of them is ticked off that he lost his election down there in Battle Creek, very close race. Steve Frisbee, he won that by 61 votes, very close race in a split district. And he's blaming the Democrats for their agenda because he had to vote for a lot of their crazy bills this year that made him look like he lived in Ann Arbor, not Battle Creek. So he's mad. And this is a God thing, I think. One of the female state representatives is sick. I don't know if she's got COVID or what she's got, but she's not even going to be in Lansing this week and may not be there next week. So all these crazy bills, joining the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, the ranked choice voting Yep. They were talking about introducing that. They were also talking about a statewide gun registration of every gun, not just handguns, but long rifles as well, and getting rid of parental consent, having to deal with your minor children. They were going to actually pass the elimination of parental consent when it comes to any health treatments, medical treatments, counseling, advice, anything to do with your minor children. Parents wouldn't have a say. It'd basically be over to the schools. What are you hearing about crazy bills on your side of town?
I mean, you know, Phil Skaggs introduced a bill to redo the state flag. I'm hearing quite literally, Randy, everything but what most of our people want to hear and have the legislation move forward, which is the tip credit wage.
Yes.
The removal of that. That is the biggest thing that is sitting there, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it on the Democrat side. It's a Republican-introduced bill. Michelle Hoytenga is co-sponsoring it. She's my senator up here. They're doing everything but what they actually need to do, and one thing it seems like they're intent on doing is exactly what is happening with what you just said. I was forced to vote for these things. Give me a break. Elections have consequences. You either should stand on your principles or get the hell out of office, because I don't want to hear it, and nobody else wants to hear it. I was forced to vote for this, that, and the other. It's terrible legislation that the Democrats have put forward over the last number of years. And you know what? They're going to pay for it in the next cycle. They paid for it in this cycle, but I guarantee you, if they try, I mean, 600, almost 800 bills or something they're trying to put through, that's like an 80% increase, Randy.
Well, the thing of it is, in November alone, House and Senate introduced 295 bills, brand new bills, plus 8 appropriation spending bills. 303 are actually on the agenda with, like you say, another 500 that's pending that they didn't even get to in the regular session. And it's like, okay, guys, you didn't learn your lesson good enough? Well, maybe 2026, the next midterm election, we have to finally, I guess, put a stake in their heart as far as these crazy radical agenda items, get a new governor, take back the Senate, and then the Republicans better do something with it. That's what my warning is. Did you guys finally learn how, when you get the trifecta, what you do in Lansing, how you govern, what you should do to fix the state of Michigan? That's what I'm hoping and praying in. The possibility of us breaking this agenda, crazy liberal woke agenda that's going on with the Democrat Party, I think we have an opportunity to do it in 2026.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that's going to be running for governor in this next election cycle on the Republican side, there's probably two things that they should hone in on right now. One of them is removing property tax. The second one is, let's go ahead and make all these people part-timers, because they're not doing what we want. And I'm going to tell you, it's not just the Democrats. It's also the Republicans. Yeah. I'm sitting up here, literally, Randy, the last man standing against COVID mandate shutdown stuff. The other case that was going on, T&V Associates, that's gone. They got booted. They got remanded all the way back down the ladder of the justice system. So I'm the only one that has any wins against the state. And I'm telling you, not a single damn Republican stepped up to the plate and introduced any legislation in the last 4 years since COVID hit that did anything to remove the power of these agencies. So you know what? I think it's about time that we put them on part-time status, especially if they're going to keep doing all this nonsense that none of us just care about. Stop with all the stuff with the kids. Stop with all the taxes. Stop with all the corporate handouts and give us our damn money back. You know,
Amen.
Fix the
Amen.
Damn roads. Give me my damn money back. That's what I want.
Yeah. Well, we became a state in 1837, and we operated with a part-time legislature all the way until 1963. It was 126 years. They were basically there January 1st after New Year's. They'd go down, gavel in, they'd pass a budget, they'd pass a few bills, and by February in a couple of years, beginning of March, they were done. And they all went back home.
That's right.
1963, when lazy Governor George Romney pushed that constitutional convention, they went from part-time to full-time. When did the decline of the state of Michigan start? In the 1960s.
Mm, yes. Very interesting, isn't it? And I'll tell you, the other thing is, and this is coming from the president-elect and all the way down because of DOGE, right? The Department of Government Efficiency.
Yep.
This is the type of stuff that needs to happen in Michigan. We've got so many rules, so many regulations. Businesses are leaving. People are leaving. Our population is going down. I would suggest this next go-around, for every bill that is introduced, let's also attach one or two other laws to be repealed to those to that new legislation. If you want to enact a new law, let's repeal most of these other laws and regulations that are on the books. They just have too much power. They're taking too much of our money, and I want my damn money back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's going to be interesting. And, of course, I'm checking in with you. How did things go with the Liquor Control Commission?
Good. As far as I know, we're on the docket. They vote every Tuesday and Thursday, so I could get the go-ahead anytime now. What we're actually doing, so most everybody knows that Gaylord, well, Northern Michigan got dumped on. We have almost 4 feet of snow over here in Gaylord now. And basically what I've decided to do, as soon as I get the go-ahead, we're going to open up the restaurant with or without a liquor license at the south end there. That snowmobile trail is just, I mean, there's a ton of people moving up and down that trail right now. So why the heck not? We opened the Iron Pig downtown without our liquor license. Jim Stamas helped push that through 7 years ago. So about a month later, we got our liquor license. So we may just end up doing the same thing. We want to share this property and get it open with everybody. And just get the ball rolling on this thing because it's such a cool property.
Well, you know, with snowmobilers, I know they like to drink their beer and then jump on those sleds and do 100 miles an hour. But honestly, I would prefer a teetotaling Iron Pig South. they can come in and get some great food, but I'm sorry, guys. You got to buy your own bottles at the party stores. You're not getting liquor here. Get out there and enjoy the snow and enjoy the trails. But I just hated riding my sled when those guys were half in the bag, and it's just accidents waiting to happen. So I absolutely applaud that decision if you decide to do it. If that's the case and you don't, you know, wait for the liquor license, you're going to go ahead and open up. How far along are we with the health department and getting the kitchen going?
Health department is going to be in on Thursday. They're going to come through and do our final inspection. So basically, once they finalize that, give us the go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, really all I have to do is order some food and we're off to the races.
Excellent. Literally off to the races with
those
snowmobiles. I got a text message. Do you know the hours of operation? They're looking at possibly planning around Christmas. They have a large number of family members coming up from downstate, and they would love to come to the new restaurant. Do you know yet what your hours are going to be?
Yeah, they're going to be the exact same hours that we have here downtown. So Monday through Thursday, we're 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday, we run 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday, we run 9 a.m. with breakfast, and then from about noontime till 11 p.m., we'll be running dinner. And then Sunday, we do breakfast again starting at 9, and then we close at 10 p.m. on Sunday. So almost it is the exact same hours that we have downtown.
Got it.
We will be taking reservations. We're going to do but we have so much more room down there now.
That's